From the people who bring you Senior Voice Newspaper, it's Health, Wealth, and Wisdom with Evan Gold.
We're going to have Helen Chen. She's the author of the book and numerous other books, but this is called Matchmaker of the Century. Helen, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So Matchmaker of the Century, how did you get that title?
Well, because I match the people who don't want to marry, and I'm not original, like an old traditional matchmaker, because who looking for? I'm looking for the people who don't want to marry, but I think they should marry.
So do they typically come to you, though, still, or you're finding them?
I'm finding them. That's why the difference. They don't come to me, because when I ask the guy, I say, do you want to marry? He said, talk to me 10 years later.
Right.
So that's the people I'm married to.
But do you think that, you know, especially people in that have been divorced or separated or unfortunately widowed, they're maybe a little bit more gun-shy from time to time, and they feel that there's no hope here. That I had a relationship for 10, 15, 20 years, and it didn't work out, and I've got problems now from the marriage. Do you find that they're real gun-shy at that point?
Right. The people are very afraid of try it again, and then they feel very difficult. And this is the type of people I marry them too. So I do a lot of people the second time, even third time, and I still try to make them to really rekindle like what I really want to do at the beginning. So that's why, you know, I have this kind of title, because I'm making like a mission impossible, actually.
Yeah, that's true. And so if you've got a question, give us a call today, 877-897-TALK or 877-897-8255. So what made you interested in bringing men and women together?
I think the most beautiful things is the people in love. I think falling in love is part of a man and woman they really want for life. And that's just everybody want to be loved and also want to take care of somebody. It was so natural. And when you see people in love, it just tears out, you know, so beautiful. And then I like that.
Right, right. And when you're making these matches, do you find that, you know, what is it that you're doing that's different? I mean, are you looking at what these people are specifically interested in and then finding that exact match, how it's going to work? How does that work exactly?
Basically, you see what the people really want. And then when they fall in love, when you tell them, you know, how about this woman? How about the guy? You can see, you know, the sparkle in their eyes. Very interesting. You can see they're interested. Just like when we, as a kid, you know, we go to the class or we go to the party and you see some person and you're just in love with them. And you can tell they're in love. But just because they're so worried and because the education, the past, the bad experience make them, you know, shrinking back. And they're afraid of trying or they shy away. And that is the things I push them. I encourage them so they really actually try it again.
Do single people get in their own way of finding happiness and love in a relationship?
Well, I tell people don't date. You see, that's one of the very important philosophy.
Okay.
You date after you marry. You don't date before you marry.
But you want to date the person you married, because some people I know actually date people that they're not married to when they're married. So you don't want to go that route. But you're saying, so when you say don't date,
don't spend 2 years, 6 years,
gotcha.
5 years with the same person. You know, you're supposed to already have two babies. I most of three people, you know, they date 10 years for three people, and then they all fail. And because of that, they don't want to marry anymore. And that's really, really unhealthy.
Right, right. And so your success, what's your success record? How many of these people have stayed together over time?
I have a 50 couple and then success, and most of them have babies.
Wow.
So I want people to have babies, because one of the reasons, especially for men, they marry you, they want to have a baby because they want to have a family. It's not just like, okay, let's fall in love and then we both and then we just have a relationship. It's not like that. People want to have a happy marriage. They want to have a family. They want to have a children. They want to be a grandfather, grandmother one day, you know?
Right.
So it's like there's a future. So you should date rest of your life. You shouldn't date in 2 years and break up. That's calling taking care of others' wife or taking care of the people's husband for other people, you know, that's not the route you want to go to. You want to date rest of your life. So the best way is you marry.
So now let me ask you this. In the book, Matchmaker of the Century, you talk about that real freedom comes after a person gets married. Most people think, you know, like what they say, marriage, what's it? It's not a word, it's a sentence. You hear that all the time. But So, but, yeah, the joke is, you know, so, there's people that do less time for murder than they're married. But seriously, I mean, if you have a happy marriage, you talk about that, you know, there's more freedom after you get married and that you find someone that you're really compatible with. Talk a little bit about that.
Right. You see, people thinking the freedom is like I do what I want and then nobody bother me, nobody control me. I can go home anytime I want and then I can go out to do with anything I like it. But that is just part of you thinking of freedom, but that's not really true. You see, when you marry, you have a home to go to. You have a home to go back to and you have someone you love. So you feel strong. So you feel really want to produce and making money, taking responsibility, take care of children, and you feel that, you know, fullness in your heart, and that make you really free. So you can go out and fight and then do anything, and you become very powerful and very full of encouragement, and that making you to really free. Because freedom is not like because I can do anything I like. It's not like that. It's not like, okay, I can eat the potato and French fries anytime I want. You
right.
want to have a freedom because you feel you have the base, and that's your home. So the home is very important for the society. That's the basic of the everyone's, you know, how we grow up. So we want to have a home. We want to have a family. And that make you free.
Well, Helen, I couldn't agree with you anymore. I mean, I think you're 100% right on that. I mean, you do. I mean, obviously, you have to find the person that matches with you, that, you know, you both work well together. But you're right. I mean, if you've got someone in your corner, and it doesn't matter whether you're the man or the woman, I mean, it really does give you more energy. It gives you more life. And what all the studies show, you're married, you live longer, right?
Yeah, and you're healthy, and then you feel you understand life better. And life is all about understanding. And when you have the relationship and you build up, and that make you really enjoy life. So you want to have this relationship, and the best way is that you have a marriage. And people always worry about, oh, how about if not go right? But that's not important. The importance is that you have the willingness, and then you both really build up. Just like making a business. Nobody try to open a company to fail and to just lose money, right? But
right.
if you have the company, you need to build up every day. You need to really work hard on it. So the relationship is the same thing. You build up and you trust and you have a willingness to build up the rest of your life. And that's the relationship.
I like it. Well, we're going to talk to you a little bit more, Helen, because I like your attitude and you're making a lot of sense here. So, Helen, you know what? I really like what you talk about for couples, that the dating should really begin after the marriage. And it seems like a lot of people, that's really when the romance ends. They get married and they think, I don't have to do anything else anymore now. I've got her, right?
Right, because they're dating too much and too long, and which was wasting the time, which is supposed to spend in the marriage time. So when you date a long time, you actually, you know, you lost the energy. And when you're dating, you see people's drawback, and you feel terrible about them in certain way. And then after 2 years, you decide you don't want to take it anymore, which was a different viewpoint when you have a marriage there.
Right.
And the commitment that making the people's viewpoint totally different.
Right. Well, you know what? I look at it, too, that if you're dating, if you're married, OK, you can almost look at that. Not that it is a job, but like you're where you're employed. If you get tired and bored at your job, you're going to start looking for a new job. That's just our basic way we are. I mean, unless you're being paid $250,000 to sit there and be bored, maybe it's a little different, but you know, but most of us aren't. So, but I mean, if you're bored in your job, you're going to leave. And now if you're bored in your marriage, or one of you is bored in your marriage, the likelihood of someone to take a look at somebody else, or because so many times both men and male and female are now in the workplace, opportunities for romance pop up all the time, right?
Right. And that's just what we call the very late happens, right? Because when the first day you go out and you have your new job, you're also very exciting. You're always very exciting. Same thing with when you fall in love. All the people, you know, in the honeymoon time, right? They're all very excited. So the trick is that you keep that feeling forever. And how to do that? You do is communication. Because a lot of time people just try to not talk. So when you go to work, it's the same thing. You don't like something and you don't want to talk. And that's making the problem. So the main thing is that you have a good communication with your spouse. You have a communication every day nicely. You don't need to be very long, but you maintain that feeling so you could feel like you in the honeymoon rest of your life. So that's how the dating mean. You want to keep the fall in love feeling, and that is the thing that people need to work on. And how to work that? Pretty simple. You need to learn how to communicate the most.
Right. And do you think that the average couple take their vows, their marriage vows, seriously?
Yes. When they marry in that second, they're really, really serious, and then they're really happy. Although they don't know what's going to happen in the future, but
right.
Their willingness is there. So the most important is you ask yourself every day, wake up, do you want to marry today, you know? And every day you ask yourself, do you want to marry this guy again, you know? And that's very important. And
right.
If that today you feel like you hesitate a little bit, well, better you both work out something today, you know? And that's the very, very important. Because I myself find out I do this with my husband, and it's very beautiful. I actually married twice with him, you know, because he said, hey, let's go to marry again today, because we just feel so in love.
Right, right. Well, and it's great to see people like that, but it's really taking it seriously and working on it on a day-by-day basis, right? And knowing
right.
what that person needs. Because, you know, it does happen to everyone. You know, you look across the breakfast table after about a year and a half, and you look at the other person and go, you're going to be here tomorrow, aren't you? You know, I mean, there's just days like that, right?
A lot of the long-distance relationship, you see, now the tech is very good. You can text, you could just call, you can make a phone, you can write a mail. But you always should try very hard to seriously feel in love. You say you don't need to talk about a philosophy. You don't necessarily tell everything, you know, what you do. But you should always say, honey, I love you. Honey, I miss you. Very simple. And I'm very happy to marry you. You know, you say this as often as possible. And then you never get tired of that. Women want to know that, and men like to hear that. So you just need to keep going doing that. It's just very simple.
Right. So then do you recommend to people to find a matchmaker service and use that instead of maybe hitting the bars or trying Match.com or those types of things?
Well, I think the most important is that you just read a book and you get the concept, and then you also making your spouse read the concept, the same thing, you know, the matchmaker of the century. This book tell you how to do it. And once you both agree with the same philosophy and you want to marry and you thinking you find somebody. So that's just good enough if you have the same concept, the both of you.
What do you say to women that say, you know, I could change him? I can get him to do, because you heard that, right? Your girlfriends
right.
must have said that. I think I could change him. What do you, is that like you got to smack him across the head when they say that? What do you think?
If they are dating, you see, now you know this relationship is shaky. But if they are married, then it's different. Then
okay.
you want them to understand when you marry him and when you marry her, how do you feel in that moment, what you in love about, and then you want to build up, and then you want to rehabilitate, right? Like you really understand why you, at the beginning, what's a dream about. So you want to keep going dream until the dream come true. You don't want to
right.
give up the thing.
Right. Because it is funny, you know, I've heard people say, I'm so in love with this person, but I want to get them to change some things. It's like, well, I thought you're in love with them, right? If you're in love with them, you should be in love with, you know, okay, we all have flaws, right? You should
right,
just,
right.
right? I mean, it's just, you know, nobody's perfect. I mean, I know Deb says to me, I am all the time.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I say.
No, but I mean, nobody's perfect. So you really, you know, you just have to sort of take the, you know, the good and the bad together, realizing that hopefully there's a lot more good.
My suggestion is this. You're never looking about the other person is perfect or not. You only ask, do you perfect? So you always take the responsibility on yourself. You're changing yourself to be better instead of trying to change another person. Because you try to change another person, it's just mission impossible. But if you change yourself, then it's just much easier because it's in control. So I suggest that everyone try to making yourself perfect.
Okay.
And then the self, you were making the relationship much easier already.
I like that concept, right? You know, don't throw stones. People that live in glass houses don't throw stones. So do the best you can with yourself, and that should,
right.
that will help improve your relationship.
Right, because when you keep going improve yourself, you forget to ask other people that much, you know. So you learn appreciate other people, but then you're changing yourself to be perfect.
And I think, too, that if you really try to work on yourself, the other person, your spouse or your loved one, is going to know that. And it almost makes them want to improve themselves. Wouldn't you agree?
You got it. Yes. Then you're making them so appreciate. They cry because you change.
Right, right. And so now you've written numerous books on love, marriage, relationships, right?
Yes.
So
I write so many about different angle, you know, like an underdog, like why the people don't change. I even talk about a divorce. I'm talking about how the person fail, and then that kind of a different angle, but all towards to get the better relationship and in love.
Okay, and it's matchmakerofthecentury.com.
Yes.
Okay, and where are you from, Helen?
From Taiwan.
And did you, now in other countries, matchmaking still goes on, right?
Yes, everywhere, like in India, in Europe, in America, it's just a tradition, right? But right now, it's so many of these type of things going on. But the important part is not like, it's treated as a business. The important is you should looking at your life. You really should have the family and you want to have the relationship very healthy. And then that's your wisdom for life.
And now the U.S. ranks number 5 in the world statistics for divorce rate. Why do you think that's the case in the U.S.?
It's because people date too much before they marry, and then they date so much, so they started thinking about maybe next one is better, or they're thinking about it's about the time to change. And because they date so much, they have so many bad experience that really hurt. So when you really, lost the dream, when you in a teenager, you're thinking about, one day I'm going to be a princess, I'm going to be the beautiful, wife. And then you start to keep going frustrated about this breakup, and your heart so hurt, and that making you don't want to do it. So after you spoiled in the dating, then when you marry, you're so easy to give up, and that's a really bad thing. So it's don't date so much. When you date, it's really not healthy.
That's interesting. I also say there's the Hollywood syndrome out there that people watch these movies and they think like that's how life's supposed to be, and you're like, that's not how it works.
Right, right. You should have a hope.
Right. They make us out to be. They make guys out to be what we can never attain.
Right.
And nor do they ever want to try, huh?
Well, that's a whole nother story. But, I want to give people the information. Again, it's matchmakerofthecentury.com, and they could find all of your books there?
Yes.
Perfect.
And they can find it at Barnes & Noble and, Amazon.com. They all can find a book.
All right. Well, and girls, don't give up hope. She's finding matches for guys that swear they never want to get married. So sometimes those are the easiest ones, right? They say they're never going to do it, and they jump right in.
Right.
That's funny. Well, best of luck with all this. Thanks so much for sharing it, Helen.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.